We have some real superheroes here in the studio this morning. April is National 911 Education Month, and we have Ruth Scheer. She's the Information and Public Safety Education Coordinator, for York County, or Public Safety Communications 911 here in York County. Ruth, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Good to be here again.
Oh, well, we appreciate any opportunity to learn more about 911. So as we approach this, again, National 911 Education Month, what's the takeaway? What's kind of the theme? What do you want our audience to know?
So it's the perfect time for families to open up a conversation about 911 safety and emergency planning, especially with the children and even senior members of our community who 911 actually didn't exist for them when they were kids. So a lot of them don't know a lot of ins and outs of 911s and procedures and what to expect and what to know. So we really are focusing on pushing out our education program during that month. We're going to have several public events in which we'll provide resources to the community members. They can come and get those and just open up a dialogue with their families and have a plan in place for what to do. Preparedness really saves time and lives in an emergency, so we want them to be prepared as best as they can.
You know, I assume when people call 911, as someone who I've had to call 911, with all the things you're supposed to remember in the moment, you kind of forget that. And people get nervous to call 911, rightfully so. So you hopefully during the month of April, folks will just pause for a second and just kind of just review what to do and how to handle a situation when they call 911 to arm you all with the most information, right?
Exactly. And we always say not only should families have a plan in place, but they should regularly practice that plan. Practice makes perfect. And you'd be amazed, and Crystal can tell you, that kids that call in that have gone through the program, that have practiced, that have talked in their schools in different capacities with their family members, do tend to stay more calm, do tend to know the drill, and do tend to be able to communicate effectively. So it's very important to have that conversation with your kids, and you know, that's what we're looking to help you do.
So what is that conversation look like, or what does that conversation look like? What do people need to be armed with when they call 911?
Sure. So definitely knowing the ins and outs, like your location, what to expect, what kind of questions are they going to ask you, how to describe your location. Family members that may have are prone to seizures or some kind of illness, diabetic. So they should know all these things so that when they call, they can relay all these things to our telecommunicators and they can get them the help that they need in a quickly manner.
So you've brought along Crystal Andriakis. You are a telecommunicator, also a dispatcher. You've been doing this job for 10 years.
Yes.
And Crystal gets a gold star because she just got off of her shift for the day.
Long night.
Was it a pretty calm night?
Yes, for the most part it was. The normal everyday stuff that we have to deal with, but nothing too major. So
over 10 years, I can only imagine the conversations you've had with folks. Does a specific call or certain situation ever stand out?
We don't usually talk about a lot of those, but going with the Education Month, we've dealt with a lot of kids recently, especially over the years, that they are fantastic. Their parents have that conversation with them, so they know their medical history. There's some children who have parents who have diabetes, and they know what to look for. Mm-hmm. They know what kind of medicine to do. They know how to check blood sugars, and they are some of the calmest people we have ever had. And these are children that are 7, 8 years old, which is fantastic because most adults a lot of the times panic and can't answer the questions in a good manner to where we can get them help to them quick enough.
Again, you work in such a high stress environment for 10 years. It probably seems like 20 or 30 years.
It does. We learn to keep the stress away. We have to find a balance to let it go when we leave the door and then bring it back when we come back in so it doesn't affect our outside life.
And you have to do that, right?
I mean,
you cannot, because I could, again, imagine what you're exposed to sometimes. You're curious, whatever happened,
mm-hmm.
What else could I have done? I totally get it.
Yes.
For sure. Well, what enjoyment do you get from your job being a 911 dispatcher?
I love helping people. It's a different way to where it's not hands-on, but I actually get to talk to everyone in the community. I can give them, you know, that little bit of reassurance or help that they're looking for in their time of need, because a lot of people panic and they just need someone to be there for them, being 911, we're always there for them, no matter what.
Is it hard being talking to them on a phone and not being with them in person? To I would feel like that would be a gift, because, you know, I feel like it would be easier for me to calm you down if I could see you and feel you and, you know, grab you, hug you, if you but to be able to do that through the phone, what is that like?
It's a different experience. Everyone does it differently. I personally like it better not being right there with them, so I don't want to hug them and not get them the help that they need. At least with me, I can sit there on the other side of the phone and kind of hear what's going on and determine what's going on in the background and how I'm going to deal with them. So it's different with every call, every situation.
April is National 911 Education Month. We're speaking with members of the York County Public Safety Communications 911 Department. Crystal Andriakis is a telecommunicator or dispatch. Crystal, we have a lot of families listening at this hour on their way to school. So if folks have never had to call 911 before, if I had to dial 911, walk us through just a brief scenario of what you might say. So I pick up my phone, I call 911, it comes to you. Take us from there.
First thing you're going to hear is York County 911, what's the address of your emergency? Because the address is the most important thing. If that's the only thing you can get out is a location, we're good. We're going to get someone sent to you, whether it be police, fire, EMS. We can figure that out in a few seconds. But once you tell us the address, it will ask you if it's police, fire, or medical, so we can figure out if it needs to be transferred to a city jurisdiction or put in for the county. Or if it's EMS or fire, then we go to our guide cards and we'll start asking specific questions to whatever's actually going on.
And we did have a chance to talk to Crystal before the microphones turned on. And you have, what, like 6 to 8 screens that you look at? What does your setup look like?
Yes, we do have 6 screens. 3 of the screens are mainly our CAD, which is computer-aided dispatch, which helps us get the right people to the calls, whether it be EMS, fire, or law enforcement. Then we also have what's called Marvelous, which is a tracking section for EMS, so we know where our ambulances are. We have our main phone screen. And then we also have our radio, which has all of the radio channels that we can talk on if we're in a dispatch position.
Well, you got to multitask at its finest, right?
Yes.
Crystal. And then Ruth, we'll wrap up with you. Are there any certain events taking place in the month of April, or where can families continue to learn more about 911?
Sure. So we do have several events throughout the month. We are going to have resource days, and those will be held at the Main Street Library, and also we'll do days on Walgreens on Cranium Drive. We have 911 story time for preschoolers planned at the library, as well as a few events with the schools and things like that. All of this information is on our website. It's on our social media. And so you can look for those there, and that has a complete list of everything. We have about 12, 13 events planned for the community.
And do they just go to the York County government website?
So they can go to Public Safety Communications of York County for social media, and the website is the same.
And there's a big week coming up in April that will honor those dispatchers like Crystal.
Yes, it's the best week of the year, we say. Yes. So it's National Telecommunicator Week, or National TCO Week, and it's a week-long celebration of them as first responders. A lot of time, they're the unsung heroes. They don't get the praise that they deserve, and so we definitely like to take that time to praise them, and we just have a lot of community events, and community sponsors will come in and bring them meals and prizes and things like that. So it's really a week-long celebration. This week we're having a Hollywood theme, so we'll have some fun dress-up days and things. So it's a good time.
Okay. Well, call us. We love a good party. Well, Crystal and Ruth, again, they're part of York County 911. April is National 911 Education Month, and we certainly appreciate this opportunity for folks to, again, see and hear some of those that help to save lives in York County. So we certainly appreciate it, and thank you. Doesn't seem to go far enough, but we certainly do appreciate and thank you for the job that you both do and so many others.
Well, and we appreciate you for having us today.
Thank you.